I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Friday, July 30th, 2010. Computer hackers from around the country are in Las Vegas for a pair of conferences related to computer security, the Black Hat Conference and the DEF CON Conference. Turns out a lot of vulnerabilities are being exposed. On Wednesday, a hacker named Barnaby Jack was on stage. He recalled his favorite scene from the movie Terminator 2, where a character was able to hack an ATM and have money come pouring out. Jack then proceeded to do the same thing with a real ATM. Hack in, get all the money. Dean Takahashi is a writer for the site VentureBeat. He explained how Barnaby Jack pulled it off.
He found that a lot of the ATMs shared a single physical key so that a maintenance person could go from machine to machine using the same key. And that you could also just buy these keys out on the internet. And then that was the way he got inside a machine, just by walking up to it. And then he had written a program to hack into the machine and give it false information and take complete control of it just by sticking in a USB stick. So within a matter of seconds, he could program that machine to just spit out its money.
From a broader perspective on the conference, a lot of the stories I've seen coming out are about vulnerabilities on mobile platforms. Is that kind of the focus? Is everybody figuring out what to do on mobile?
That's where a lot of the shift of the attention is now, because mobile platforms are becoming computers in their own right. So there was an interesting wallpaper app that just sort of decorates your phone with a My Little Pony illustration or something like that, that could collect your phone number, even your voicemail password if you had automated that, and your identity, and send it to a website that was owned by a company in China.
A mobile security company called Lookout presented this vulnerability at the Black Hat Conference. John Herring is the CEO of Lookout.
We're not claiming that this is actually malware, but what is interesting is people who are just trying to have a wallpaper on their phone, our guesses are likely pretty unaware that this information is being cataloged and sent to a remote server where no one knows what's happening with it.
Well, if I don't know that I'm sharing information, then do these developers know that they're gathering my information, or is everybody equally oblivious?
Well, I think in this case, it seems very likely that they do know they're cataloging this information. In other circumstances, not. We're finding that in the context of app development, many app developers are first-time developers, and they're not paying as much attention to privacy and security as they should. And you've exactly touched on the point of what we're trying to accomplish, which is to make consumers aware that, look, you should feel comfortable downloading mobile apps. I mean, I use mobile banking personally. I use, you know, Yelp and Flixster's movies app. But you need to be aware and conscientious about what you're downloading and scrutinize it, make sure it looks like it's reputable.
Are mobile devices less secure than a traditional desktop or laptop computer?
They're just different. And what's very interesting about this year at Black Hat, what we see is some of the most innovative security research and kind of the future of security usually taking place at these conferences. And this year, more than ever, is the year of mobile. And what we found is finally the tipping point has arrived that your mobile phone is a computer. It's your most personal computer. I mean, it knows where you are. It knows who you talk to. It knows your banking information. It knows what websites you browse. And given that and the way people are using mobile phones today, it's just opened up a whole new world of potential and only underscores how important it is that they're kept safe.
Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Amazon announced a new Kindle electronic book reader coming out in August for $139. Still won't have color or video or audio, though. Amazon head honcho Jeff Bezos says you are not going to improve Hemingway by adding video snippets. And you can now waste 50% more time on YouTube. The online video site increased the maximum length of videos from 10 minutes to 15. Producer Larissa Anderson is here, and let's get some music going.
John, you remember the Michael Jackson Thriller video?
Yeah, Zombie Michael, red leather jacket, sure.
Well, there's this massively popular video game called Plants vs. Zombies. You attack zombies with plants. It's on the iPhone, on the PC, on the iPad.
Yes, I have wasted much of my life playing this game.
Then surely you've seen among the zombies that you battle is one that looks like Michael Jackson in Thriller. That zombie character was in the game way before the singer died last year, but now the Jackson estate has asked the makers of the game to remove the likeness, and they have.
Respectful, I suppose.
But I bet you're going to miss shooting Zombie Michael with plants, huh?
Oh, a little bit. I'll be okay. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.